rubble. He said that ends a tortuous four-week wait for Hedaya's family. On Friday, rescuers concluded a month-long effort to painstakingly remove the last of a mountain of debris during a recovery effort in which they pulled out 98 bodies. The Oceanside Champlain Towers South collapsed on June 24th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 82 points, the NASDAQ rose 3, the S&P 500 advancing 10, crude oil down 16 cents to $71.91 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Your chance of encountering one of those cooling evening showers is small, but not zero. Otherwise, our sauna-like weather will continue. Very steamy tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 76. Tomorrow and Wednesday continued very hot with highs in the low to mid-90s and triple-digit heat indices, but the number of storms will be a little bit more numerous both Tuesday and Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Stand by for action.
It's just like a Super Radio show. Oh, yeah.
Well, I can't argue with that.
Health and wealth. Health and wealth. Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Dave's not here.
From our super secret studio, where truth is stranger than fiction, today we bring you the Dave's Not Here show.
Aww.
But he will be back tomorrow.
Hot diggity dog!
So today, we have decided just to have fun and play all the crazy stuff you hear on the show.
This is going to be such fun!
So sit back and relax as David Ernest brings you the Dave's Not Here show.
Dave's not here!
I think they understand.
Yeah. I'm sure they understand. And Princess Leah is here with me. We're going to be here. Are you there?
I am here.
I can't see you. You got your hair up? Got your hair up in curlers or something?
No. You got remember, one of them? My phone, I cracked the the camera.
Oh, I thought you don't have one of those mud masks on, do you?
No, I do not. Okay. I wish I did.
You know, my wife will do that, and she'll come in the room, just scare the tar out of me. I'm like, well, don't do it. And I look up, and it's like, ah! And it really does. It scares me bad. But I hope you're doing well today for a Monday. Is it raining where you are?
No, it is very sunny. It rained, though, when I was at the office earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was raining on me on the way down here to 4401 Wall Street. That's the address here at the station. I just pulled that up from memory. And before I forget, Kent Brantley. I've known Kent Brantley for 200-300 years. I don't know. But Kent was hanging around outside when I stopped by, and I just wanted to give him a shout-out. He listens, and he's a big supporter of the station. He used to be the mayor of Elmore County, but I think he lives in Montgomery now. But I just wanted to say hey to him. And as Rosie is heading out, thank you. Bye-bye. They finished up, and we need to get things started. What I did is I went back, and David had to be out today. I believe, what is it, birthday?
His daughter's birthday. So happy birthday, Sarah. And Matthew's birthday was 2 days ago. So happy birthday to Sarah and Matthew.
And so what we're going to do, if I can find everything, because you know how I am, I can't find anything. So what we're going to do is we're going to play some of our funny stuff that we've played on the show before. And some of this stuff may be a couple of years old. It might be stuff you have not heard. So I've got it broken up in several different segments. And I think we'll start with segment one. What do you think? What do you think? Good idea?
I think let's do it.
Okay, well, here we go. Segment one of the Dave's Not Here show. And this was David's idea. So here we go. Segment one of the Dave's Not Here show.
It's the Dave's Not Here show.
Hello, sports fans. World-renowned sportscaster Chris Cleats here in the parking lot of the Dairy Queen in Wetumpka, Alabama, where in just moments, legendary redneck stuffed man and daredevil, Evil Bo Weevil, will attempt a jump that has never been attempted before. How are you, Evil?
I'm doing real good, Mr. Cleats. I'm doing real good.
Hey, you kids, get back over here. It's going to be dangerous.
Evil, tell me, what's this great jump going to be?
Well, I'll tell you what. Since I started making a little bit of money, I got me one of them financial advisors.
You don't mean David Artis.
That's right, Mr. Clumps. He's a good one, too. And he has took such good care of my money,
my portfolio has grown to an enormous and freakish size.
Do tell.
I am. So today, right here at the Dairy Queen in Wetumpka, I'm going to attempt to jump over my own portfolio. Did you hear that, folks? Evil Bo Weevil will attempt to jump over his portfolio that David Ernest helped him build.
Yeah, and after I get done, I'm going to come over here to the Dairy Queen, treat everybody to some of them gut buster sandwiches they got over here.
Well, what are you riding today, Evil?
I'm riding on a modified Suzuki Kawi motorcycle.
Suzuki Kawi?
Yeah, it's a Suzuki and a Kawasaki all put together into one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got a triple carburetor and modified exhaust.
And I see you have two different tassels on each handlebar.
Yes, that's in honor of my girlfriend Charlene. Couldn't be with us today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is she homesick? No, she's finishing up 3 to 5 up at Tutwiler. She's listening on radio.
Well, hello, Charlene, and my wishes for a quick release.
Everybody get back now. We're going to make this jump. You young'uns, get back there behind the ambulance.
Yes, by all means, get behind the ambulance. Ambulance.
Here we go.
And as Evil approaches, I can see he's got his work cut out for him. That is a huge portfolio put together for him by David Ernest. And now here he comes toward the ramp. We're about to see history made, but I understand we're out of time. So tune in next time when we find out if Evil Bo Weevil makes the jump. Back to you in the studio.
Like sand through the hourglass, so go the days of our lives. And if you're not careful, so goes your portfolio. It can slip right through your fingers. Don't let that happen to you. Call asset preservationist David Ernest at 334-279-7431. He can help keep your portfolio from
slip sliding away.
And if your portfolio is a female, you won't be standing there singing. Call David Ernest right now. 334-279-7431. He can your portfolio from becoming
just in the wind.
Call David Ernest today. See what I did there? Don't you think that was clever?
Tonight on the Hawaii 5-0 Marathon at 6,
McGarrett apprehends a felon who has neglected his portfolio.
Book him, Dunham.
At 7, McGarrett apprehends another felon who has neglected his portfolio and waited until retirement was staring him dead in the face.
Book him, Dunham.
And at 8, McGarrett apprehends another felon who has neglected his portfolio, waited until retirement was staring him in the face, and he had still not called David Ernest at 334-279-7431.
Book him, Dunham.
Yes, Dano, book him. I mean, all that guy had to do was pick up the phone and call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. And at 9 o'clock, McGarrett apprehends a bank robber who is also a part-time kidnapper who just stole a car and was last seen doing 45 miles an hour in a school zone. Well, this doesn't look right. Oh, here we go. On the next page, he's also neglected his portfolio.
Book him.
Don't wait till 5-0 comes to pick you up. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Let the man with 30 years experience put your portfolio on the right side of the law. Call David Ernest today.
Dano, take him out of here. Book him.
And don't miss the Hawaii 5-0 Marathon tonight on CBS.
Book him. Book him, Princess Leia. Are you there?
Hello?
I thought you left me there for a second. No, that was just, some of those are a couple of years old, and we do them with the phone numbers in them, and just to get the message out there. And, you know, David, even though he's not here, he's taking phone calls right now. Actually,
he definitely is. Yeah. He's always taking phone calls, whether he's on a break or at a convention or in the office, he will always take your phone call.
And those numbers are 334-279-7431 and 205-479-0839. Sometimes I have to wait for my brain to jump into to gear there. But how long have you been working with David now?
I started as an intern with David. My dad had called and said, my daughter needs an internship. Will you do it? And so David went out on a limb and decided to go ahead and do it. And that was that. I think that started in March of 2019.
Mm-hmm. I've been with him since he was doing the 30-minute show that were all pre-recorded. Excuse me. And then he decided to do the 60-minute shows, and they're all live. We've been doing that for, I know, over 2 years. And and it's been an adventure. We get to do all kind of fun stuff. And has he said anything about an event? I know we were talking about a book signing because, you know, he's got that book out.
Yes, so we have talked about a book signing. Yes, the book should be coming out. We're still in the middle of edits and proofreading and doing all that right now. So our goal is to have the book out by the end of August.
This is the new one.
This is a new book, yes. Yeah. So we have one book, and it's a little bit smaller, and then we have written another. It's a little bit longer and different and more in-depth of the philosophies of Ernest Financial and who David is as a person and why he does the things that he does.
Yes, the origin story of like the Marvel characters.
Yes.
So this is the origin
story of David Ernest. Yes, that is what this is.
Probably a chapter in there on Marmaduke and all that sort of thing.
There is something about that. We talk about a lot of good things. We talk about what we do at Ernest Financial, how we do it. Again, a lot of David's childhood is in the book, too, just kind of discussing and hinting at, like, how he grew up and what made him get into this profession and things like that. And we go a lot more in-depth this time about how we do what we do and how asset preservation is a little bit different than the other.
Did I lose you?
No, you did not. I'm so sorry. Ainsley walked in and was asking me a question about something, so I had to mute myself. But the book is definitely different than the first one, and we're very excited to share it with everyone. And we do want to do something on the Harriet, too. We've discussed maybe doing a book signing for all of our listeners and clients and everything.
Mm-hmm. And this is a coming soon kind of thing. We don't have a date yet, I guess.
Coming soon. No official date yet. We've also talked about doing another, like, meet and greet with Mo Brooks, just things like that. Maybe not on the Harriet, too, for that one, though. We're not sure yet.
He was in the news all weekend. Every time I turned around, somebody was talking about Mo Brooks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anything interesting?
Well, of course, usually when they start to badmouth somebody, that means that they're behind.
Right.
And so that I've been seeing a lot of that, and they're kind of talking some trash, you know. But the show with the TV show with him on the Harriet 2 was on this weekend. It actually ran about 5 o'clock on ABC 32. It ran 5 o'clock in the evening.
Yes, we did set that up to do it at 5 o'clock in the evening.
And I've gone in. There was I missed it. There was a kind of a bad part in the audio. I went in and repaired that as much as I could, and I'm sending that because I think we're going to run that again this week. Just
perfect.
You know, just so people can get to see it. And it's just kind of a down home thing. Mo Brooks seems like a real grounded person. Just like everybody else, you know, he's just a guy we know. But he's a guy we know that we want to send to Washington.
Right.
So there.
And he is all about the American people and trying to really help America. Mm-hmm. And it's almost refreshing to see someone like that in politics. And I think that that's why Mo Brooks has such a strong following, especially with the down-home roots people, or the grassroots people is what they've been saying. Mm-hmm. And that appears to be very much true.
All right. Well, remember, you can call David Ernest, 279-7431, or 205-479-0839. And, you know, if you want to jump in here and ask us a question this evening about anything, give us a call, 272-9228. We'll come up with an answer, or we'll make up something. Who knows? But I've got another segment here of comedy bits. I'm not sure exactly what's in here. It's just stuff we've done over the years here on the show. So I've got about three or four more of these, and that's what we're going to do. So sit back and relax, because it's time for...
It's the Dave's Not Here Show.
Yeah.
They're coming to take your portfolio. Who? I'll tell you who, you silly bird. Illegal aliens. That's right. The illegal aliens are coming to take your portfolio.
Sir, I must inform you that talking about illegal aliens in that toad is very un-PC.
I'm not talking about those illegal aliens, Pitzelneck. I'm talking about illegal aliens from outer space.
Oh, well, now that's different.
They're coming from Mars, Venus, Neptune, Uranus.
You said Uranus.
Shut up. And they're after your portfolio.
Well, what would they want with my portfolio?
I don't know, but I bet it has something to do with an anal probe.
Gadzooks! What can we do to stop them?
Protect your portfolio from evil anal probing aliens from outer space by calling 279-7431.
Could you give me that again, please?
279-7431. That puts you in touch with David Ernest, well-known financial guy and legendary fighter of aliens from outer space.
The anal probing kind?
Whatever they can throw at him, he can push them back and protect your portfolio.
Gosh, he sounds dreamy. I mean, he sounds like he could take care of business.
And he's been taking care of business for over 30 years. Don't let the illegal aliens from outer space get your portfolio. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431.
Say, you're not an alien, are you?
Maybe. You scream like a girl.
You scared me.
He once drove his car across the Grand Canyon. And you're right, there's no bridge across the Grand Canyon. People don't ask him for a light. They ask him, mind if I smoke? He once had to cancel dinner with the Pope because the Queen got jealous. He folds his own socks, but they put themselves away in the drawer. He once shot a man in Reno while standing on a street in Las Vegas. He is David Ernest, the most interesting man alive. Not only can he do all these amazing things, he can also pump up your portfolio. Call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. David Ernest will set you on a path to financial security, and the conversation will be amazing. After all, he is the most interesting man alive.
Hear ye the prophecies of Nostradufus.
be a man who will be a maker of things. He shall lay down his hammer and walk away. When he returns, his hammer shall be gone. He will ask his wife, "Have you seen my hammer?" And she will say, "If you would put your things away, you would know where they are." Later that day, the man's wife shall be searching for her spectacles. She will look high and low, but her search will be fruitless. But later that day, while passing the mirror in the hall, she will see her glasses on top of her head, and the husband shall grin. Many years later, that same man will retire and look for his retirement fund, but he shall not find it because he did not take his portfolio to David Ernest. He did not call David Ernest at 279-7431. And woe shall be unto this man as his wife becomes angry and goes upside his head. Don't wind up like this man. No retirement, and he can't find his hammer. Call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. So says Nostradufus.
Ye have heard the prophecies of Nostradufus. Now, let's get on with the show.
And on with the show we go as that storm moves on out of here. And you say the sun's shining over at your place, Leah?
It is bright and beautiful over here.
Yeah, I tell you what, somebody was fussing the other day about, oh, it's been raining. Yeah, but I think it's kept it cooler. Because, you know,
I'm so happy it's been raining. We were in New Orleans yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Me, Ainsley, my dad, my sister, and my nephew, we went down there and made a day trip. Which, that's a very long drive for a day
trip. That's a long day trip.
Yes, it was extremely hot and muggy, though, and we were very thankful it rained.
Yeah, have you ever been to the cemeteries over there?
Yes, I have. My sister lived there for a very long time, so I have done every part of New Orleans.
Uh-huh. That just sounds interesting because, for you know, one thing, you know, the New Orleans is actually is built below sea level, right? And so
yes.
Everybody's buried above ground in like mausoleums.
Right.
And that just sounds interesting, kind of spooky, really. You know, because you know when it flooded over there, they were all floating around and
yes, bodies were everywhere. My sister lived there pre-Katrina, and then a minute after Katrina too. She lived there for a little bit.
Yeah, we up near where I live many years ago at a cemetery up there. There was a terrible. Rainfall, and the back of there was a grave sitting up on a hill, and the back of it popped out, and the guy rolled down the hill.
Oh my goodness.
He was in the casket, but nobody knew for a while.
Oh my goodness.
And you know, somebody walked by there one day and went, "Hey, there's a hole back. Wait a minute." And they put him back in there. But that's kind of odd. And I didn't know this, but the United States is one of the few countries that actually bury people. Everywhere else, land is kind of at a premium, and they don't bury people. And in some places, they'll bury you for a while, and you don't actually buy the gravesite, you rent it. And if you quit paying the rent, they'll dig you up and stick you in this big underground thing, like a catacomb. I think that's in Mexico.
Wow, but I did not know that. Yeah, that's very interesting.
That's why I'm going to be cremated. You know,
that's what I would like to to be cremated. And I'm with you on that.
A lot of more people are doing that now because, you know, bottom end is $10,000 to get somebody in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not knocking that because that's just the way some people want to do it. But, You know, I think my brother-in-law passed away suddenly about 10, 15 years ago. And, of course, we had to go the next week and have our arrangements made, which mm-hmm. is just such a fulfilling afternoon to go sit with this guy, and he's talking about laying you out. But, you know, they got to do that. And so I talked about getting cremated, and I think we locked the price in and with the urn, the memorial service, and they come get you. It was like $1,200.
Yeah.
I told Donna, I said, you're going to make money on this when I go, because we got all kinds of insurance and everything. But you're young, and you shouldn't have to worry about that kind of thing.
No, but you still have to think about it.
Yes, you do.
I completely agree. I mean, we have long-term care and things like that we sell, and it really puts things in perspective, though. It doesn't really matter how old you are. I mean, death doesn't discriminate and accidents don't discriminate, and it can happen to anyone. And so it's always going to be covered and protected. And in case something like that does happen to you, God forbid, it's better to be prepared, though.
Yes, indeed. And that is just like bait for a segue right there, because we tell you that every day. It's never too early to be prepared.
And, no,
you know,
never.
So the way things are right now with the stock market and our government doing the wonderful things they're doing, and, you know, they're talking about wanting us to wear masks again, and they're talking about this new variant, which, you know, it's bordering on science fiction now. All I can think of is the Omega Man with Charlton Heston. You might want to look that up if you like science fiction, if you've never seen it. There's a plague, and he has come up with the antidote. And so he's in a helicopter, and he gets forced down, and he gives himself the shot. So he's got the antibodies. Now he's immune, but everybody else turns into like a zombie, and they're running around at night trying to kill him. They come out at night. Will Smith made a remake, sort of along the same lines. And before that, it was Vincent Price back in the 50s had made one like that. But that's what, I mean, it's like, I believe they're trying to scare us. But we're not trying to scare you. We're trying to just tip you off that things might get rough as far as the economy goes. And that's why you need to call David Ernest. There we go. It's 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Basically, anywhere you hear our voices, you can call and talk to David Ernest, Princess Leah, or Too Tall Matthew, who is 39 years old today. I don't know if it's today or not.
Not today. I think they're 2 days apart, so it's 2 days
I know,
ago.
That was freaking me out. They was, but she's like, he's a couple years older. They're not actually 2 days apart. It's like 2 days and some years.
Right.
I mean, she didn't have Matthew, and then 2 days later, she had
Sarah.
Yeah, I didn't see that in the Guinness book, because that would have made the Guinness book. Yeah, but you've got Ansley, so you know you've got responsibilities. You've got somebody to look after, you know, and she's. I can't believe you don't have her taking karate.
No, I do not. We're kindergarten is about to be very busy. Ansley went to kinder camp today, which just kind of prepares them for kindergarten, and you know, they said that they're just going to be so worn out, maybe to do one activity. They're going to be so overwhelmed and so overloaded academically already
But let me ask you one thing now. She's five,
about to be, August 18th she'll be five,
about
and
to be
she
five.
Starts her first day of school then.
Okay, and now when they go in there, do they give these kids like computers or tablets or something? Is that how they're working this thing now?
So I don't believe that she'll get one this year, not to my knowledge, but I do believe it goes higher up. I know in high school for me, ninth grade, we transitioned from textbooks to iPads. And I genuinely enjoyed it and felt like I could get a lot more work done.
Because, you know, kids are so much smarter than we were in those days. They know so much more. I was over at my niece's a couple of weeks ago for a birthday party for her little girl. Well, another cousin is over there, and he is autistic, but this kid, he's sharp as a tack. I mean, he's just got that little different way, you know?
Right.
And so they have a cat. And so the cat comes over there, and he wants to hold the cat. So he's holding the cat, and these two young ladies about, they're about 14 or 15. He's 5 or 6.
Right.
And he's sitting there explaining to her or to them how these kittens are born.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 years old, and I'm sitting there like, well, yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah. And then they just turned and looked at me. I said, you learn something hanging around with these young kids.
Every day.
Yeah, like when my nephew was little, if I get stuck on Super Mario, I call him up. He knew where everything was. I'm not kidding. It, he's 30-something now, but he knew it then. I don't know if he knows it now or not. Hey, we've got to take a short break, and what we'll do is we'll do that, and then we'll come back and play some more classic comedy stuff. I know, and see, it works into a commercial. That's the best way to do them these days. Something a little funny, and then have the phone numbers, and hopefully you'll remember it and call David Ernest. Remember, those numbers are 334-279-7431 and 205-479-0839. This is the Dave's Not Here Show on the Health and Wealth Show. We will be right back.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path, and he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
David Ernest will return with more of the award-winning Health and Wealth Show after these important messages here on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
The world is crazy right now. What is gas? $600 a gallon right now? All I'm saying, I don't care how much money you got, gas is entirely too high. That's all I'm saying. You are not supposed to be at the gas station making life decisions. You just at the pump. Just, did I eat today? Can't get no half a tank. I got 6 cigarettes. I can't even do it. They done messed up the whole gas station experience. Used to be, if you had $10, $15, you could go to the gas station with confidence because you knew you was either going to be full or dead full. Used to be, if you put $15 in your tank, you had time to bond with your vehicle. You had time to put the nozzle in and set the clicker and look through your car and clean off the dashboard and look through your CDs and run in the store and get some Pringles and a Snapper and it'll still be pumping. Now if you put $15 in, you can't even turn around good for that click. As soon as you put it in, just click, click. There ain't no gas in that car.
Hello, I wish to register a complaint. Hello, miss?
What do you mean, miss?
I'm sorry, I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
Sorry, we're closing for lunch.
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
Oh, yes, the Norwegian Blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it. It's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, it's resting. Look.
Look, my lad, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now.
No, it's not dead. It's resting.
Resting?
Yeah. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian Blue. Beautiful plumage, isn't it?
The plumage don't enter into it. It's stone dead.
No, it's resting.
All right, then. If it's resting, I'll wake it up. Hello, Polly. I got a nice cuttlefish for you when you wake up, Polly Parrot.
There, it moved.
No, it didn't. That was you pushing the cage.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Hello, Polly. Polly. Polly Parrot, wake up. Polly. No, it's stunned. Look, my lad, I've had just about enough of this. That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I bought it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squat.
It's got me pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? Look, where did it fall flat on its back the moment I got it home?
The Norwegian blue prefers kipping on its back. It's a beautiful bird, lovely plumage.
Look, I took the liberty of examining that parrot, and I discovered that the only reason that it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Well, of course it was nailed there, otherwise it muscled up to those bars and boom!
Look, matey. This parrot wouldn't boom if I put 4,000 volts through it. It's bleeding demise.
It's not. It's pining.
It's not pining. It's passed on. This parrot is no more. It has ceased to be. It's expired and gone to meet its maker. This is a late parrot. It's a stiff. Bereft of life, it rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed it to the perch, you would be pushing up the daisies. It's gone down the curtain and joined the choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot.
Well, I better replace it then.
If you want to get anything done in this country, you've got to complain to your blue in the mouth.
Sorry, Gov, we're right out of parrots.
I see, I see. I get the picture.
I've got a slug.
Does it talk?
Not really, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not prepared to pursue my line of inquiry any further, as this is getting too silly.
Quite a bit. Silly, silly, silly. Right. Get on with it. Get on with it.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. We hope you are enjoying the Dave's Not Here episode. You can still call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. It is 100% guaranteed that you will get a call back from Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or Mr. Asset Preservationist, David Ernest.
Dave's not here!
Yes, we know. Now on with part two of The Dave's Not Here Show.
With Princess Leah, she's... Now, one time you called... And are you zoomed in? And you were in the closet.
Yes.
Now, are you in the closet today?
No, I'm not. Ainsley's better about being quiet now when I'm on the radio.
Okay. So, was she's out doing Ainsley stuff?
She's just playing with some toys right now. Mm-hmm.
What do 5-year-olds or about to be 5-year-olds play with these days? I have no clue.
Ainsley is very much into, like, bugs right now. Like, she's really big into...
Are you there? Leah?
It's, like, adventure type of things. Like, always wants to play, like, an animal or do something like that.
Yeah?
So I think it's just case by case and different for each child.
Well, I mean, I have no idea what... I don't know what we played with when we were little. Rocks and sticks, mostly.
Dirt, mud pads.
We had a bird feeder and a BB gun. That's Alabama. Okay. That's Alabama Nintendo. But we didn't have. I can just imagine if we had Nintendo when I was a kid. I mean, I love some Nintendo. Well, actually, I've got a PlayStation. I've not upgraded to 5 because I've had cars that cost less than a PlayStation 5. But one day, I might do it. I don't know. I don't have as much time as I used to.
Right.
And so she's...
Well, she doesn't really play on an iPad or anything like that. I don't really like it, so I don't let her.
Well, you know,
it's fun.
I know you have to have parental controls for the kids because there's so much out there on the internet that's bad. But
yes.
I know there's a lot of good stuff. Do y'all do that... I've seen commercials for it, that ABC Mouse.
We did do that, actually, when her preschool was shut down due to COVID. We did that for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
She liked it, but I'm very blessed. She likes to be outside a lot, which I like to do, too.
Yeah, so she likes
to garden and, like, plant. She planted some azalea bushes out in the front yard.
Does she like to fish?
She does like to fish. We fish at the lake all the time when we go up there.
Man, I love the fish. I just don't ever have time to go.
Yeah, she loves that. She's got a little BB gun. She likes to shoot. We'll blow up balloons for her back there, and she'll go shoot them with that and pop them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Now, BB guns are different. When I was a kid, BB gun, you could pretty much take a deer down with it. But now they're a little bit softer.
You know. They are. Yeah, she's got a little Red Rider.
Uh-huh. I found an old Red Rider. It's old, too. I've got it somewhere. I think my dad got it to dissuade animals from the garden. He wouldn't kill anybody's dog, but he might, you know, sting them a time or two to get them to run away or just shoot near them. But we do have some more comments.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yes, you do. You know, you can put cans and stuff out there. I like to just go out there and yell at them, and they'll run away. But we do have some more Dave's Not Here stuff, so here we go with more.
It's the Dave's Not Here Show.
Faster than an over-the-counter laxative. More powerful than a hamster on steroids. Able to leap an ATM with a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. Hey, hey, it's the monkeys. No, it's
Money Man.
When we last left our heroes, Money Man and Loose Change, they were hot on the trail of supervillain Penny Pincher. While on their way to apprehend the nefarious ne'er-do-well, they had stopped at Whopper King for sustenance to hold them up through the battle. And now we see they have stopped at a local convenience store for some unknown reason.
Not only do I not know why Loose Change had to stop here at the 812, now I can't find him. Where is that boy? I'll bet he's over by the Goobers. Loose Change, where are you? Say, what if Penny Pincher got wind of the fact that we were coming to apprehend her? Perhaps she has waylaid Loose Change in an effort to split our forces so she won't be captured. I wonder. What the?
Oh, hi, Money Man.
Loose Change, have you been in the men's room this whole time?
Yeah. Those big wops from Whopper King. Whew.
I've been worried sick. You have anything to say for yourself?
Yeah, the men's room?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't go in there.
Will Money Man and Loose Change get back on the road? Will Loose Change continue to feel the effects of those big whops from Whopper King? And even though we said 812, do you think 7-Eleven will catch on? Tune in next time when we hear Money Man say,
when we get through with this assignment, you and I are going to see a dietitian.
But I like going to the barbershop.
That's a beautician, you fathead.
On the next gastrointestinal episode of
Money Man.
More junkyard hijinks tonight on Sanford and Son. First, Fred and Lamont have a discussion about Lamont's social life.
Hey, Pop, I'm going out with Rollo. How'd you like to come along?
How'd you like five across your lip?
Then, Fred makes dinner plans.
Son, I think I'm going to have some of them leftover ribs we had last night.
Pop, me and Grady ate those ribs.
You big dummy.
Then, Fred and Lamont discuss finances.
Hey, Pop, I called David Ernest at 334-279-7431. He's going to help us with our portfolio.
I always knew you took after me, son. You're smart.
And finally, they discuss some new living arrangements.
Hey, Pop, Aunt Esther is moving in with us.
Oh, this is the big one. Oh, you hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. Your son done turned the house into a kennel.
Tonight on Sanford and Son. And now, a few moments with Carl Childers.
I like them French frying taters. Some folks call them French fries. I call them French fried taters. Mm-hmm. I used to like to watch that Bewitched on the TV till they changed Darren's on us. I don't know why they done that. When they changed them, I said, why'd you do that for? He was just a little feller.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon you ought to take your portfolio up to David Ernest and let him see about it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose all your money, they might take you up there to the nervous hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Carl is speaking of financial guy David Ernest. You can call David at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Take your portfolio to David Ernest. He'll set your feet on a path to financial security. Call David Ernest today. 279-7431.
I like that David Ernest. He likes the way I talk, and I like the way he talks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Carl.
Y'all got any of them mustard biscuits back here?
Mm-hmm.
I sure would like one, I reckon.
Later, Carl. Later.
All right, then.
Much later, here on the Dave's Not Here Show. Of course, David is out today. We were talking about the birthdays, right?
Yes, birthday. So it's his daughter Sarah's actual birthday today, and Matthew's was 2 days ago.
Uh-huh. And they're probably having some big sort of a pool bash over at the Casa de David over there. You think?
Probably. Maybe. Or maybe it's just dinner. I heard dinner, so I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, you know, he'll be back tomorrow. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. And we've already got a bunch of stuff figured out for tomorrow. I cannot remember exactly what it is, which is sad because I'm the one that put it together after he came up with the idea. But I've got it. So I know where it is. You know, that's a sign of brilliance right there. Because, you know, Einstein said, never remember anything you can write down.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah, he was a smart fellow, too. Yeah. We've been talking about Ansley, and I know... You know, I ask these things because I don't know what kids do these days. I mean, what kids did when I was a kid are a lot. I mean, we got out and played in the mud and caught bugs and stuff. You said she likes bugs. Does she have one of those things where you can catch a bug and
yes.
with the magnifying glass and everything? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool.
Yes, unfortunately, she does not care. She doesn't discriminate on the bug or anything like that. She tried to save a roach the other day.
She tried to catch a roach? How did that work out?
The roach passed away.
Well, that ain't...
I'm scared of them, and I was not going to let it be in the house.
Oh, honey, one time, it was one of the first times Mama and Daddy really left me and my little brother at home at home alone. So home alone right there is the thing. So he's probably, I'm probably 10 or 12. He's 5 years younger than me, so he would have been around 6 or 7, somewhere like that. And so we're at the house, and we're watching the TV, and we're doing, so he goes in the kitchen for a snack. And so he starts hollering, oh, there's a bug, there's a roach in here. So I go in there, and there's this big, gigantic, we live out in the country, and there's this big, gigantic roach on the stove.
Oh.
And so I look at the thing, and it's like, the thing's about an inch or two long. I mean, it's huge, just gigantic. And so we're looking at it, and it crawls up on this gas stove, and it crawls up on the part where the gas actually, the burner.
Right.
So this thing is sitting there like he's standing on a landmine. So I sneak over there, and I turn the thing on, and a fire hits him. And he catches fire. And then he flies away. So we got this flaming roach flying around, and we're losing our minds. He's going to set the house on fire. So he finally crashed, and we got him and put him out the back door. But you got to be careful because they're devious. They'll kill you. And somebody had a random fact. It might have been Jay. I don't know. That they have discovered that roaches actually feed their young milk.
Really?
Yes, and they say that milk is like 50 times more good for you than cow's milk.
And I will not be finding out.
Well, I don't. All I want to know is how you going to milk the things. That's what I want to know. You got another little bitty bug with a bucket, and he stands behind. I don't know how that's going to work out. Yeah. But she's not scared of the roaches, huh?
No, she's not scared of any bug.
That's so funny. That is so funny. Well, no, it's not funny. It's kind of a good thing. Just don't let her get around snakes and stuff.
She likes those too.
Oh,
so.
No, no, not to snakes.
Mm-hmm. She does. She, like I said, she does not discriminate. She'll pick up anything. She's also very into pranking people. So make sure you're wearing a belt around Ansley because she will pants you in public. That's her favorite thing.
Well, this kid's got a future. I see her going far. She might even become a member of the Democratic Party. I don't know. Hey, I got one more segment of funny stuff, and then the big finish. So let's do that. As I said, this is all stuff that's been on the show. And one day, there's some stuff that never made the show. One day, we'll talk David into letting us do that. But till that time comes, we're just going to play those old ones. So remember, what we're doing here, this is...
It's the Dave's Not Here Show.
Hello, sports fans. World-famous sports commentator Chris Cleese here at the Elmore County Hospital. When we last spoke, world-famous redneck stuntman and daredevil Evil Bo Weevil was attempting to jump over a portfolio put together for him by David Ernest. Well, I'm sad to say that Evil miscalculated a bit. Not only did he clear the portfolio, he also went over the top of the Drury Inn and landed in the fountain in front of the Wetumpka Civic Center. They're wheeling Evil this way. I'm going to try to get a couple of words with him. Evil, how are you?
Is that you, Mama?
No, it's world-famous sportscaster Chris Cleese.
Mama, I almost made it. Did you see it, Mama?
No, Evil, this is world-famous sportscaster Chris Cleese.
Yeah, Mama, I love you too.
Well, he seems to be a little confused. Maybe if I just gave him a little tap on the cheek.
Whoa, hey, where am I?
You're at the Elmore County Hospital, Evil.
Did I make the jump?
You sure did.
I don't know how I did it. That portfolio was huge.
But you're all right, just a little stove up, I guess.
That's right, Mr. Clumps, and I don't advise anybody at home trying this trick. But if you want your portfolio that's freakishly large like mine, you need to get in touch with David Ernest.
Do you know his phone number? 334-279-7431.
Or is that the Dairy Queen?
No, I think that's David's number. 279-7431.
Hey, y'all call him right now. Get your portfolio started.
Any plans for any future jumps, Evil?
No, I think I'm going to take a little time off, Mr. Clump. Going to try to get well.
Well, congratulations, Evil Bowl Weevil. And Evil, as they come to roll you away, you have any final comments?
I'd like to dedicate this jump to my girlfriend, Charlene, finishing up 3-5 up here at Starkwater. Love you, Charlene. You get out, I'll take you to the Dairy Queen.
And I'll bet she just can't wait. That's all from the Elmore County Hospital. This is Chris Cleets on Sports.
I love you, Charlene.
Time now for another episode of The Edge of Town. The continuing story of young Dr. Young at Old Folks Hospital, where the chicken soup in the cafeteria and the linoleum in the waiting room are similar in color and taste about the same. Today, young Dr. Young has stopped to chat with Nurse Little Old Lady. Let's listen in. Ah, Nurse Little Old Lady, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, young Dr. Young. How are you?
Very well indeed. Say, you've been here at Old Folks Hospital for quite a while, haven't you?
Well, I guess you could say that when they threw off the boards to put up the frame for the building, they hit me with the first 2x4.
Yes, I know. You've shown me the scar. By the way, where are you headed right now? I see you have some antiseptic and some rubber gloves there. Not to mention those big, ugly scissors.
Well, I'm just following the order you put in, sir. I'm going up to room 123 to see Mr. Who's It.
Well, as I mentioned, I see you have antiseptic rubber gloves and those big, ugly scissors. What order did I put in?
Well, here it is. Just look for yourself.
Well, says here he's having cataract surgery. I put an order in for you to go in and slip off his spectacles.
What? Oh, my goodness. I guess I misread that. I was going to go in and snip off his...
Well, I'm glad we spoke. Why don't you go get a cup of coffee? I'll go take care of Mr. Who's It.
Thank you, young Dr. Young. I think I will.
Bye now.
Poor thing. If she had just called David Ernest at 279-7431, she wouldn't have to keep working. She could have retired at 65. Well, I guess that would have been about 30, 35 years ago. I better jot that number down and take it over to her. 279-7431. We got to get that old bat, lady out of here before she kills somebody. Will nurse little old lady remember to call David Ernest? Will she go into the cafeteria and order the chicken soup instead of coffee? Tune in next time when we hear Mr. What's-It say,
"Wow, that was a narrow escape!"
on the next episode of The Edge of Town. Tonight on the Cheese Channel, we present
The History of Cheese.
Cheese was invented in China in the year 427 BC when one gentleman who was carrying a bowl of curds bumped into another gentleman who was carrying a bowl of whey.
Oh, many pardons, my friend.
But that's okay. Hey, you got your curds in my whey.
No, you got the whey in my curds.
Hey, wait a minute. This tastes like cheese.
And the rest is history. Stay tuned for more of the history of cheese here on the Cheese Channel. And now, a word from our sponsor. Do you like cheese? Everyone does. But you know, sometimes you've got a little piece of cheese you really like, and other people want your cheese. Well, how can you stop them from getting it? Take down this number, 334-279-7431. That's 334-279-7431. That'll put you in touch with financial planner and noted amateur cheese expert, David Ernest. He can show you how to keep other people's ratty hands off of your cheese. That's 279-7431. Call him today. Welcome back to
The History of Cheese.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's presentation on The History of Cheese. Tune in next week when we learn a little known fact. Swiss cheese is actually from Germany.
Fritz, you took up. Where are the holes? There are no holes. Put the holes in the cheese.
Jawohl, Herr Cheese Man.
Next time on
The History of Cheese.
That would be Captain Herr Cheese Man. You didn't know that about Swiss cheese, did you?
I did not.
Well, see, you learn something here on this crazy program once in a while. And I just learned something, too, that I planned it just about right. We are just about out of time. So what we're going to do is say goodbye and do the big finish. Thank you, Princess Leah, for sitting in with me this evening. And David should be back tomorrow night, but that doesn't mean you don't need to come back in, too. You come in and hang out, too.
We'll see.
Okay. Well, I understand.
Tomorrow has in store. But, guys, really, it's only a phone call away to call David Ernest, and we're always there for you, and we would love to be able to help you. It's completely free. Why not call?
I'll give you some numbers, 334-279-7431 and 205-479-0839. Thanks so much, Leah. See you next time.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And see, you know, it looks like I would learn how to do these things. Now my everything's it's lit up red. Does that mean anything? We'll find out. Ah, there we go.
Thanks for tuning in to the Dave's Not Here edition of the Health and Wealth Show. I have it on good authority that David will be back. Until then, you can call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Call him. You'll be glad you did. David also has a website, retirewithernest.com, and many is the time you can catch him down at the hardware store trying to guess the weight on that sack of nails that old lady just bought. A big